tipping my kid shit. I was ride or die for that energy, so don't tell me shit. My cousin was the one that was kind of second guessing his energy because she was like, it's something up with him that ain't cool. I used to listen to all his shit before he even started streaming and when he was on that other platform over here. So don't tell me about that nigga right there, okay, and what to say and what not to say. If I'm peeping some shit spiritually, it's what the fuck I see, it's what the fuck I know, and I don't give a fuck who don't like it, okay? You niggas act like niggas are gods, but you don't consider yourself as a god, not the Christ. You don't even put your fucking self on a pedestal. You don't even do anything in your fucking life for humanity or for activism or for any energy. Because when you do it yourself, you don't look at the next nigga what the fuck he does and his accolades. Then you could speak on something, have a fucking platform. I've done activism. I've fought for people. I've fought for housing. I've written articles. I've talked about children and issues and
oh shit, hold on. Okay, so what's this about Tyreek again? Why is she missing Tyreek in the sheet?
We'll give it a fuck. All right, let's get to the, I thought Alexis was going to say something really nice. All right,
In the mouth.
Hold up. I got to find a video. Here we go.
Tariq Nasheed Brigade. Here's what it is. Let me clear it up for some people because they seem to have a little bit of energy about what I'm saying.
Let me know when it's time to get better.
With a little interesting breath and common breath, and they don't get where I'm coming from or what the fuck I'm talking about.
Wow.
So for you niggas that are ignorant as a motherfucker and lonely, because I see that's the crew that she has watching her, and they're a little lonely, I think I need to explain some shit to you so you'll finally get it up here. Let me address Tariq Nasheed first because I see there's some his fans are in my comments threatening him, but I better keep a nigga name out of my mouth. I ain't keeping their shit out of my mouth because I have every right to speak and say what the fuck I want to say. And that's you niggas' problem. You one of these spells under these niggas and you act like nobody can say anything that's negative or that's in opposition. Let me break it down to you because I think you need a pedigree even though I don't need to explain. I was the first person who sat up and supported Tariq Nasheed, spending money on his videos, going to his thing in Oakland when he had his movie out there, tipping my kids to his shit. I was ride or die for that energy, so don't tell me shit. He was the one that was kind of second-guessing his energy, because she was like, there's something up with him that ain't cool. I used to listen to all his shit before he even started streaming, and when he was on that other platform over here. So don't...
Wait a minute now, boys and girls. What happened then? Why you don't like him now? Well, I mean, how that shit changed. I still fuck with R. Kelly. I don't give a fuck with nobody saying. I'm still going to ride to, I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. Yay, R. Kelly, my nigga. That shit ain't finna change a goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? If I feel ride with you, baby, I ride with you. I don't give a fuck. You feel me? That's just how darn it is. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So I want to know, like, for you, for somebody to have some real, like, yeah, you know, like, does Kells really work? I mean, for real, like, I had to use Kells. You feel me? Like, for real. Like, I use Kells for a reason. You know why I use Kells for a reason? Let me tell you why I use Kells for a reason. You know what I'm saying? No matter what the fuck they say about that nigga got some good-ass fucking music. You feel me? Some damn good music. So, I mean, I've never bought an album. I never went to a nigga concert. I never even knocked on his motherfucking door. And, of course, I know his fucking ex-wife, Andrea Kelly. Okay? Now, did I use her to get closer to R. Kelly? Fuck no. Okay? At the end of the motherfucking day. All right? Does she feel some kind of way about R. Kelly? Fuck no. Okay? That's all for show. Because this bitch was in the motherfucking car one day with some nigga that was driving. R. Kelly song came on the motherfucking radio. And that bitch turned that fucking shit up. Okay? And that bitch started singing word for word. Ooh! She was like, step. In the name of love. Like, that bitch was doing that shit. I said, look at this lady. Look at this bitch jamming to a song. And this thing. First of all, let me tell you something. If I hate a nigga, I hate a nigga. You did me wrong, motherfucker. I don't even want to hear you goddamn call the Adon. You hear me? You hear me? You feel me? If you did me wrong, motherfucker, I don't even want you to call the Adon. Okay? All right? I don't want to hear shit come out your mouth. I hate your motherfucking ass the way you did me. I'm a little bit different. But obviously, honey, this bitch was reminiscing, okay? When you see Audrea Kelly in that fucking car, this bitch is like grinding on R. Kelly spiritually in the air while she's sitting in that fucking car listening to that goddamn song that the nigga that did her all kinds of way made, wrote, and signed, okay? So, I'm a little bit different. Nigga, do me wrong. I hate everything come out your mouth. I hate everything about you. You hear me? But obviously, this bitch love that nigga music or something, okay? I don't love shit when a nigga do me in. But back to me as somebody that, that's why I use R. Kelly. I use R. Kelly simply because, you know, they, you know, obviously shit on his ass and shit. But I still goddamn, I still will fuck with R. Kelly, bitch. I still got that nigga on my playlist. And I play that nigga, you feel me? So at the end of the day, I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck happened to her and not she, you know what I'm saying, or whatever fuck his name is. That's all I'm saying, Lucy. Lucy, I like that name. Shout out for the hell of it. But anyway, that's all I'm saying. It has to be, like, did you get with the nigga? Did you, like, know this motherfucker? Like, even though you was buying out his shit, eventually going to see that nigga in L.A. some goddamn well when he showed up, and all of a sudden now, you know more about this nigga, like he took you home or y'all became buddies and working on the same mission together, and then you find out this nigga ain't shit or what, or was you just still in the background? That's what I want to know. You know what I'm saying? And what did it? That's just how I am. I just be wanting to know stuff like that.
Hi, Mandy. Tariq Rashid Brigade. Here's what it is. Let me clear it up for some people because they seem to have a little bit of energy about what I'm saying and making little interesting threats and common threats, and they don't get where I'm coming from and what the fuck I'm talking about. So for you niggas that are ignorant as a motherfucker and lame, because I see that's the crew that she has watching her and they're a little lame, I think I need to explain some shit to you so you'll finally get it up here. Let me address Tariq Nasheed first because I see there's some his fans are in my comments threatening him, but I better keep a nigga name out of my mouth. The mere shit out of my mouth because I have every right to speak and say what the fuck I want to say. And that's your nigga's problem. You want to be spelled under these niggas and you act like nobody can say anything that's negative or that's in opposition. Let me break it down to you because I think you need a pedigree, even though I don't need to explain. I was the first person who sat up and supported Tariq Nasheed, spending money on his videos, going to his thing in Oakland when he had his movie out there, tipping my kids to his shit. I was ride or die for that energy, so don't tell me shit. Was the one that was kind of second guessing his energy because she was like, there's something up in him that ain't cool. I used to listen to all his shit before he even started streaming and when he was on that other platform over here. So don't tell me about that nigga right there, okay? And what to say and what not to say.
What did it
mean? I'm teaching some shit spiritually. It's what the fuck I see, it's what the fuck I know, and I don't give a fuck who don't like it. You niggas act like niggas are God, but you don't consider yourself as a God, not a Christ. You don't even put your fucking self on a pedestal.
Well,
do anything in your fucking life. So for humanity or for activism or for any energy. So when you do it yourself, you don't look at the next nigga what the fuck he does.
Well,
and his accolades.
Well,
then you can speak on stuff and have a fucking platform.
Well,
I've done activism. I've fought for people. I've fought for housing. I've written articles. I've talked about children and issues and social services. Babies getting taken away from black women and all. And even the fucking Latin community. I've done it. But don't tell me a motherfucking thing about speaking about the next motherfucker because I will. If I see some shit, it ain't cool.
So what did you see? When I see?
Clear my throat. The reason why I spoke on the Tariq energy is because I don't like to get down of the attack that he has on a certain colorism, I'm using the word colorism, of women.
What?
I have to sit down and really think about women. What is his angle?
What are you talking about?
Because it's very similar to Kevin Samuels.
Who's fucking that?
I'm not a bad witch. I'm not a all that other shit. I just look at shit for what the fuck it is.
He ain't talking about you.
Go back to the math lessons, and you hear, and you go back and you listen, if it's still up, listen to the replay of some of the energy. I was here, shit, but I just kind of put in the corner and fuck the energy. Let me listen to what the fuck he's saying. Saying some of his energies are not to the point. At the same time, I have an issue with him addressing Cynthia G. I don't know Cynthia G. I'm just looking at her as a black woman.
Who the fuck's
that? And I don't know if that shit is orchestrated with them. I don't know what it is, but it's odd.
What the fuck?
It's odd if he's attacking her hair. It's odd that he's focused on her wig. It's odd that he keeps making fun of her and her look.
I agree.
It's odd.
I agree with that.
Why did that sister on the show? I seen that whole get down and that energy when he had the show with the two young ladies. Then the other one had to bounce.
What the fuck happened?
Because of whatever confrontation. It's that energy. How can I receive you here? If over here is all of this shit. Why would him and Umar Johnson be at it? But in reality, they're really on the same boat.
They fighting on the same boat.
How can I receive consciousness from Tariq Nasheed if he's in spirit? He's feminine. How can I receive consciousness from Tariq Nasheed? If he's in feminine, if he's in his spirit.
I don't get that. I'm lost.
I already have spirit. I need consciousness. I need understanding.
I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of this. I need shit. I can't do it today, man. This bitch says she need consciousness. Oh, Lord, have mercy. She is saying that the feminine is spirit, but she's saying she need consciousness, and she need whatever the fuck. Like, I'm fucking confused. My nerves hurt. My nerves hurt. Goddamn, I'm sick of this shit. Goddamn it. Shit, me too now. I got to work out too, bitch. You ain't the only motherfucker got to goddamn bounce that ass up and down. What the fuck is you talking about? Goddamn, I want to be able to see the ass on my cup. Yep, I did say that. I want to be able to see the ass on my cup. Right there where she lost you at, too, New York. Yeah, man. Like, what the fuck? Shout out, man. You playing whole games now. This shit, this shout out, man. Whole games. Oh, Lord. My nerves, man. Everything was good just a goddamn week ago. Now this shit's fucked up.
Come on here. With your gay-ass spiritual mentality, trying to check a bitch, trying to say, keep a nigga name out of their fucking mouth. I'm not her, bitch. I come from prosperity. So you say that for the niggas on the corners.
That bitch say I'm not her.
For your information. No nigga shit. I just see nigga shit.
I don't know nigga shit.
Crazy nigga shit. I just see what the fuck it is. I just call it out.
Well.
For your info-fucking-nation. I come from doctors and psychologists and deltas.
Ooh, them deltas.
Okay? Got it? So, right there, when I'm speaking on realness.
Wow.
I'm speaking on when I'm looking at connecting the dots. Looking at spiritual connection. Niggas are not connecting. They're not looking.
Wait a minute. What you got, New York? I always say that any man that degrades and talks about women like Tyreek does is suspect. Suspect in what area? Like gay, hate women, that type of shit. You know, I just want to put on record, anybody could get it. I don't give a fuck. Anybody could get it. You know what I'm talking about? So if some hoes need to be put in check, if some bitches need to be put in check too. You feel me? Everybody need to be put in check around this motherfucker. Ain't nobody immune to not goddamn getting bitch slapped around this motherfucker. That's just in my book. You know what I'm saying? So I be okay. I don't feel no kind of way when a nigga going out, which is like some of the shit I like, you know. Like, I don't listen to this nigga. That nigga, what that boy name? What's that dude name, man? TJ Sotomayor. Remember him? You know what I'm saying? People turn me on to his ass. I watch some of his videos and shit like that. And I found no fault in the shit that the nigga was saying about certain bitches. He'll show a video and shit like that. I mean, you know, that's important, man. Sometimes somebody else got to show you who the fuck you are. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's good or bad. You know? Bitches can get it too, man. I'm sorry, sisters. That's just how I see it. Bitches can get it too. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't goddamn. Everybody needs some rod of correction around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Does it mean that a bitch gonna stop? You know what I'm saying? Nah, it ain't gonna mean. It don't mean that a bitch gonna stop. Does it mean that a nigga gonna stop? If we show him the fucking mirror, that don't mean that nigga gonna stop. But at the end of the motherfucking day, goddamn shit. You know, it is fucking disgusting. Both male and female, they some fucked up ass motherfuckers. You feel me? Like, for real, man, something bad happened. But the problem is, they ain't fucking explaining why these hoes acting the way they acting, why these bitches looking the way they looking. They ain't, because they want to exempt the males from them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just wake up fucked up. Now, we don't wake up fucked up. When we wake up fucked up, there's a nigga next to us that done fucked us up. That's made us wake up fucked up. There's niggas out in the street doing some propaganda advertisement on what the fuck a bitch should be. These hoes actually suffer from low self-esteem and shit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to do anything and everything that a nigga like. You know what I'm saying? And so they be thinking these niggas like that shit, so they goddamn walk around this bitch like a nigga like this shit. That's all the fuck the shit is, man. But niggas don't want to goddamn tie themselves into a woman's behavior. Only reason why we act the way we act is because of you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But they don't want to say that shit. They thinking we just waking up acting all fucked up, walking the streets all fucked up, doing all fucked up ass goddamn shit. We ain't doing this shit. Nigga, we ain't walking around this shit butt naked for us. We walk around this shit butt naked, nigga, because that's the way you fucking like it, bitch. The fuck? We walk around this bitch fucked up. We walk around this bitch childless because that's the way you fucking like it, motherfucker. That's why we some fucked up ass mothers, because of your goddamn ass. Because we got to please you and shit, bitch. We got to do all this goddamn hoe ass shit for your motherfucking ass and shit. Goddamn it. It's the goddamn Y chromosome is responsible for these bitches walking around this motherfucker looking like a bat out of goddamn hell. And that's the motherfucking truth. Now, but these niggas don't want to say that shit. You know what I'm saying? Bitches fighting each other over niggas. Goddamn, that bullshit. That hood rat shit is a motherfucker, man. That's why you gotta get out of that shit. Man do that shit, man. Man got us like that. I'm just saying. Man ain't got me because I don't need a man for consciousness. You know what I'm saying? But I was damn near headed towards that shit if I didn't wake myself up on my goddamn own. You feel me? So shit. But yeah, but anybody can get it, man. They just need to wake up. I wish I had niggas like that to fucking go off on me. I ain't even gonna front. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had the internet back in my days. I ain't had goddamn social media back in my days. Goddamn, I wish a nigga would tell me the fucking truth. Goddamn, how bad it looking I'm looking and shit. How my wig crooked and shit. Whatever the fuck. I wish a motherfucker would. I would need a nigga to get in my ass personally. To correct me, motherfucker. Get me right around this bitch head. Anybody, goddamn, get a bitch right around this motherfucker. We doing shit. We out of our fucking minds, man. That's the moral of the story.
Okay. I look at every fucking thing, every nook and cranny. If your only comeback, clown, disrespect, tear apart, talk about hair, weight, look, and that's all you have, then you ain't conscious, neither are you spiritual. You're a hoodlum. The system.
You're a hoodlum that's pimping the system because somebody goes off on your ass and you start joning their ass about they weight and shit. Where all the niggas at, man? Man, we've been cussed out at gas stations, man. What the hell is you talking about, man? She right, she ain't from the hood, man. We used to nigga goddamn saying, fuck you old ugly ass bitch. That's why you got a double chin with your fat ass. Anybody interested in you no goddamn way. Yeah. Oh, shit. Shawty might not be from the street for real, goddamn. I'm used to this shit. Goddamn, I was used to that shit, goddamn. So, yeah, I fucking snap on the nigga. Nigga snap back. We used to that type of life. Goddamn, but she right, though. She came from Delphas and goddamn psychologists and doctors and shit. You know what I'm saying? I came from goddamn Peter Weestraw, the devil's son-in-law, motherfucker. I grew up with the pimps, the thugs, the drug dealers, the motherfucker that'll snatch a bitch wig off. I grew up with hoes that put goddamn crack in the pussy for the nigga, man. Hell is you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So we used to that shit. I saw bitches get hit on the head with fucking bricks and shit because they ain't want to bounce that ass better. You feel me? Bounce it harder, bitch. This is where the fuck I come from. You feel me? I come from that shit. Know all about it. You feel me? But nigga ain't never tried my motherfucking ass. Nigga tried it one time, though. Nigga was like, yo, man, police pulled me over, man. You put this dope in your pussy. I said, hell nah, baby. But I still want you to take me red lobster, though. Bitch like to eat. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I don't do all that shit, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm talking about? I know hoes and came before me and after me do that shit. It's just certain things I just won't do. I won't put no crack in my pussy, nigga. You going to jail if you think I'm your ride or die hoe, nigga. You got me fucked up. I ain't there, nigga. Ain't never been there, nigga, ride or die hoe. You got me fucked up. I will not be in jail with crack in my pussy. So the moral story is, man, I understand why she don't understand. Tyreek and Tommy and who else y'all said? What's that new guy? Let me scroll up. Y'all said somebody was worse than Kevin Samuel, was worse than Tommy. I understand that shit, but hey, y'all, hold fuck with me, man. Y'all could take that shit. Ain't nobody worse than me on this planet. You know what I'm saying? I heard my daddy do that shit, man. My daddy be in the goddamn living room on the phone talking about and bitches, and I got our sisters out wearing wigs and fake hair. My mama in the kitchen with her wig on cooking this nigga some soup. You understand? So shit, you know, that shit don't even faze my goddamn mama. You know what I'm talking about? That shit don't even faze my mama, man. Nigga going off on the female species and shit. Hold on. I'll find a video again. Let me rewind it back. Oh shit, I'm in the wrong show. God damn it, grandma. Wait, give me a second. That's Boosie, bitch ass. Hold up. There we go. Now, so, tomorrow, sorry, boys and girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't seen it all. You know what I'm talking about? Like, shit, I don't even watch Doc goddamn go off on goddamn, what that girl named Beyonce and shit, with a goddamn leotard on and shit. This old hoe ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that shit, and then I come home doing ballet with a leotard on. Like, nigga, you know, hey, it's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, goddamn, I don't know what the fuck this shit is, though, at the end of the goddamn day. I'm just used to niggas going off on bitches, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, that's just what it is. These hood niggas, man. You know, y'all made these hood niggas rich as fuck. Gave them a platform. You know what I'm saying? They doing that corner talk. You know what I'm talking about? They talking that corner talk. Look at that bitch right there. Look at that ugly, nasty ass bitch passing us right now. That's that corner talk, man. Y'all, these hood niggas. What the fuck you expect? These ain't no Ivy League ass niggas. A little bit different around this motherfucking. Fuck you, whoever gave my video a thumbs down, you piece of shit. All right, here we go. Let's finish up. All right.
If you can't back that up with anything that's spiritual, shit. But what I'm saying is everything that I've done has been for free. It has not been a cost.
Well.
There's my question for Tariq Machine.
You got to make money, man.
It's great. He raised money for a black museum. That is fantastic.
Yeah, right.
That is beautiful. And if we can do that, we can do anything. Let's get that museum.
I just want to put on record. I wasn't raising no money for no black-ass museum, man. It's probably got a whole bunch of niggas hanging in that motherfucker. I'm anti-shit like that. I don't raise money for no nigga death shit. I raise money for the living, not the dead. That just me. If I was, but I ain't never raised. Oh, I did raise money. I raised money for the little girl to win the pageant. Yes, I sure did. Help everybody and appreciate everybody that contributed during that time.
Let's put some beautiful artwork in it.
Yeah,
I know
artwork.
Plenty of artists. Let's keep it right.
All right, I'm really tired of this shit. Okay, so she responds to that. And anything, can I fast forward to what she get talked about? Alexis Tyler and as Alexis Tyler said, produce receipts. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Alexis Tyler just let niggas just, you know what I'm saying, hoe out like that and ejaculate on her, okay? All right, I just don't think that. I don't give a shit. You know, I like Lexus. I don't think she would ever drop down that low like that. Okay. I just don't think that. I just can't see it.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Lexus.
Okay. Just turn it around and say you a lie. I ain't no lies.
Okay, yeah, let me
fast forward. Holistic alley, bitch. And what they did was they went print-free your shit she should be in. Because she, Alexis Tyler...
Hold up. Let me take it back.
Why did she even interview Jaguar Wright?
Huh?
She wasn't even worthy of the interview with Jaguar Wright. Where is Jaguar Wright?
Yeah, where's she at now?
She was rude, crude, and disrespectful to her.
Who?
Jaguar Wright only spoke what was real and what is now nothing.
Hold on, let me wind it back.
Bitch over here, then you should be in her shoes. They gave her a whole show.
Who? Who?
And this bitch is not even reputable.
Hold on, let me wind it back.
About 3 years ago, it's about the truth of what really happened behind closed doors.
What happened?
And I understand she did not want that part, but tell your truth. Here's my issue. Fuck Tasha K. Why in the fuck are you giving flowers to this bitch over here when you should be in her shoes? They gave her a whole show. And this bitch is not even reputable. And the bottom line is that Tasha K is not the first person who brought this shit out. It was already in the news. And when it was in the news, then she took it and then did a break. What is it called? A news break. So she didn't break out. She didn't bring out nothing. Why did she even interview Jaguar Wright? Not even worthy of an interview with Jaguar Wright. Where is Jaguar Wright? She was rude, crude, and disrespectful to her. That's all right. Only spoke what was real and what is right. Now, I don't know where she didn't win. Tasha K, she does not deserve the interviews. Alexis should never think a woman whose shoes she should be in. Because she, Alexis Tasha, should have her own fucking show. Tasha K didn't do shit. What I'm saying is stop giving your energy to people who do not deserve it.
Well.
You niggas may not like what I said, how I said it. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
In my comments, Alexis Tyler responded. All
right, here we go.
And I happily said, there are no lies. You removed the post. The first break and instinct and energy came out on Lipstick Alley, bitch. And what they did was they went print screen your shit, your video, with you admitting what the fuck you did, and you took the shit down. You said bit by bit, the shit was on Lipstick Alley. Me and Sandy listened to the shit. We were talking and we were reading and they were talking about that supernova and all the niggas. Ain't no lie. It's just hiding. Clean up. It's just sweeping under the carpet. Six words. I'm not fire and air. I'm earth and water.
Wow.
You niggas is in this fire and air energy, and what they want to do is take their words, turn it around, and say you a lie. Ain't no lie. You put a video out. You said that shit. Maybe you forgot because they have you poisoned, and your mind is not right. Okay? That's what you said. You say he ejaculated on your face. Start talking about the spirit or the energy with that ejaculation. That shit was in Lipstick Alley right there.
Wow.
And people know about it. No lies. I think you forgot. I think you forgot on me. And you called me to thank me about the energy that I talked about Queen Afua. But you did not get on your platform and thank Wayward for shit. You didn't thank Wayward for shit. You think the whole lion, yeah, you think the whole lion bitch who's unreputable, who's not conscious, neither spirit. You gave a woman your truth. Then tried to sugarcoat it in your video. Her video was forwarded over to me. The person asked me, what did I think? I said, there are no lies in what the fuck you're saying. But I was angry because you gave props over here. You know the truth. You say your fucking truth. You say what the story is. We so busy trying to be held in high regard.
So basically, is she saying that Alexis Tyler was holding her truth, but others are saying she came out with the shit long time ago about them niggas? Even mentioned it, that they put the goddamn ejaculation on the face. Fuck, ejaculation on the face, that I kill a nigga. You ejaculate on my face, you motherfucker. That's gonna be the end of your goddamn ass. The fuck? Okay, so I just think, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, I can't really listen to all this shit. But in my feeble mind, I realize that she's angry because Alexis didn't thank her. She thanked Tasha K, and that's what she said out of mouth. So this is basically, she a little upset because Alexis didn't thank her. Okay? All right, she said it in the first video. She's saying it again in the second video, and this is what it is. You know, it's just what it is. So hey, this is some goddamn. You know, I can't believe I wasted damn near 3 hours on coming with the same judgment that Shada said out of her own mouth. Right, that's a little bit of jealousy. Yeah, yeah. So You know, that's all I can say about this, man. I'm not finna keep listening to this shit. This shit here got my nerves, got me bad, man. Like you said, Don, she human. I was saying Tasha K, you know what I'm saying, that chick, like, where the fuck did her come from? Like, you know, she mortal, you know. But the girl in the video, her name Witch, Wayward Witch, and she was basically saying, you know, they propped her ass up, Tasha K. And so that's that, man, at the end of the fucking day. I'm sorry to waste y'all time and your fucking ears on this shit, though. Ethereum, you know about this? Because I see you typing. Back to Mush real quick. Let's go back to Mush. He says he's placing bets on Sarnetta gets called to the witness stand for the state. Taking all bets is going to be on social media spectacle on the 15th. This chick opinion about to get run over for the fanfare. He says, listen, man, this nigga reading.
Who the fuck it is? Hold on.
Oh, it's my baby.
Oh, you ain't gonna put it up for me. I have to do it myself. Okay. Anyway, y'all, I'm about to get off this goddamn show. I'll tell y'all all my thoughts, you know what I'm saying, a little bit later on. All I just gotta say is, boy, niggas love to get in bed with niggas, don't they? That's all I got to fucking say. That's it. That's in a nutshell. Niggas love to get in bed with niggas, don't they? God damn. That is too much. That's too much. That's too much. That's too much. All right. Donna Coleon, man. I'm signing out.
I got shit to do. Y'all have a wonderful day. And see y'all, you know what I'm saying? Donna Coleon's not really here for a little bit later, man. I'll figure this thing out in my head. You are now officially relieved from jury duty. Y'all have a wonderful day. Real Nigga Radio. Peace. Nah,